There's a very interesting Medrash Rabbah. It's found on this week's Parashah and Parashas Tetzaveh. The Medrash, which seems somewhat perplexing, says as follows. L'fi sheYisrael omrim ribono olam, hanasim chot'im u'mevi'im korban u'mitkaper lahem. Mashiach chot'ei u'mevi korban u'mitkaper lo. Anu ein lanu korban. Bnei Yisrael, when they start first hearing about the korbanos, which will be a little bit later on in Parshas Vayikra, but the Medrash already appears here, says, ribono shel olam, if the Nasi does a chet, so he brings the korban and he gets kapara. If the Kohen HaMashiach does a chet, so he brings a korban and he gets kapara. But what do we do? We, Bnei Yisrael, what do we do? Amalahem, then call it that Yisrael Yishkua. Kodesh Baruch says, don't worry. You can also bring a korban. And he tells them about the korban that they can bring. So Bnei Yisrael said, Amrlo, aniyim anu. Vein lana lahavi korbanos. The korban's very expensive. We're poor. We're not able to bring a korban. Amalahem, so Kodesh Baruch says, Dvarim ani mevakesh. Okay. If you can't bring a korban, all I want is dvarim, words. Shenemar, k'chu imachem dvarim v'shuvu el Hashem v'animoch al kol avonoteichem. If you engage in words, then I'm going to be mochel your avonot. Ve'in dvarim el divrei Torah. Shenemar, eila hadvarim asher dibar Moshe. So he says, dvarim is divrei Torah. So if you can't bring a korban, come and learn Torah. And then I'll forgive you. Amrulal. Bnei Yisrael turned to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and they say, Ein anu yodim. Not all of us know Torah. So what are we supposed to do? Amrulahem. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Bichul v'hitpalalu lefanai. If you can't afford a korban and you don't know Torah, at least cry and daven to me. V'ani mekabel, and I'll accept that. Avotechem kishenishtabdu b'mitzrayim lo b'tfila paditi otam. When your forefathers were in Mitzrayim, didn't I redeem them through tfila shenemar v'ye'anchu v'nei Yisrael min avoda v'yizaku? They cried out to Hashem, and Hashem remembered the bris of the avos. B'mei Yeshua lo b'tfila siti lahem nisim. The time of Yeshua, it was through Tfilah I did Nisim, Shinema, Vayikra, Yeshua, Simlotav, Uma Mati lo Netek, Bakidom, Bimei Ashoftim, Bibchia, Shamati, Tzakotam, the times of the Shoftim, when they cried out, I listened to them. Bimei Shmuel, lo Bitfilah, Shamati Lam, in the time of Shmuel, didn't I listen to them through Tfilah? Vachin Anshe Yerushalayim, Avabi Shehechisuni, Bishul Shabach, Lefani, Vichamti Aleim, Shinema, and therefore, havei eini mevakesh, harei eini mevakesh mikem lo zvachim v'lo korbanot, el dvarim shenemar, k'chu imachem dvarim v'shuvu el Hashem. Just come out and cry to me. That's the Medrash in a gist. What's the Medrash talking about? Korban, tefillah, Torah, tefillah. So Reb Simcha Bunim from Pshischa explained that Bnei Yisrael want to form a connection with the Ribbono Shel Olam. And they say, you know, the great ones, the Gedolim of the generation, the Nesiim, and the Kohanim Meshuchim, they can form a connection with the Ribbono Shel Olam, with Karbonos, with the Avodas Hashem. You know what the Avodas Hashem is like of the Tzadikei Ador. He says, but what are we supposed to do? So Hashem says, you can also be engaged in Avodah. I'll also give you the idea of a korban. But Bnei Yisrael say, no, we can't. We're aniyim. You want to compare us to the Tzadikei Hador? We're impoverished spiritually. We can't do the Avodah Hashem like the Tzadikei Hador. So Kodesh Baruch Hu says, okay. So you can't do that intense Avodah Hashem. So sit and learn Torah. You can have a connection with me through Torah. And Bnei Yisrael say, Torah, He says, not of all of us are so learned. Yes, I know, it sounds nice, but not all of us are capable of being, of connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through Torah. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, okay. Then for you, from you, all I ask is just open up your hearts and cry. Amalehem b'chu v'tpalalu. That even you can do. Everybody can cry. If you open up your hearts and you cry and you turn to me, then I'll respond. And through that, you'll have your connection to the Ribono Shel Olam. And I saw this explanation in the name of Reb Simcha Bunim of Pshischa. So it reminded me of another story I heard about Reb Simcha Bunim, which I think I've told you before. Menachem Mendel Mikotsk was one of the great Hasidic rabbis. And when he was a child, he was known to be a young child, he was known to be an Eloi, a very young genius. So they brought Reb Menachem Mendel, little Menachem Mendel then, to the Rebbe Reb Simcha Bunim. And so Reb Simcha Bunim turned to the child, a very young child, and he said to him, where, said Menachem Mendel, he says, where can you find the Ribono Shel Olam? The child points to Shamayim. The Rebbe shook his head. No. And he asked him again, no, Menachem Mendel, tell me, where can you find the Ribono Shel Olam? So I don't know if he started singing Uncle Moshe. Hashem is here, Hashem is there, Hashem is truly everywhere. Up, up, down, down, right, left, and all around. He says, Meloch Olaretz Kevado. And the Rebbe shook his head. So Menachem Mendel was smart enough, he and his young child, to know that the Rebbe wanted to tell him something. So now he was quiet. The Rebbe said to him, he says, Menachem Mendel, you know you can find the Ribono Shel Olam. You find the Ribono Shel Olam wherever Jews will let him in. If we'll only let him in, there you can find the Ribono Shel Olam. Some people do that with intense Avodas Hashem. Some people do that with intense Talmud Torah. And some people, those of us who are poor, impoverished, not quite so learned, we do it simply by opening up our hearts, by crying and davening to the Ribono Shel Olam. The Kadosh Baruch Hu says, you can connect to me even that way. The Gemara, at the very end of Masechet Tanis, says as follows. Amar Ula Bira'a Amar Rabbi Elazar. Asad HaKadosh Baruch Hu La'asot Mocho La'tzadikim. In the future, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to create a machol, a circle of the tzaddikim. For who Yoshev b'neim b'Gan Eden, he's going to be in the center of that circle in Gan Eden. For kol echad ve'echad mare be'etzba'al. And each one of the tzaddikim is going to be pointing with his finger, kav yochol, so to speak, at HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the center of the circle. Obviously, we don't take it literally. Shenemar, Ba'amar bayom hahu, hine Elokeinu zeh, kivinu lo v'yoshienu, zeh Hashem, kivinu lo, nagila v'nismecha b'yishuaso. Those are the last words in the Gemara Masechet Tanis. Explains the Chofetz Chaim, what does it mean HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to make a circle of the tzaddikim and he's going to be in the emtza, in the middle? Why a circle? What's lasted love? So you see, in this world, there are many, many tzaddikim. And each tzaddik thinks that he has a monopoly, the way to engage in Avodas Hashem. He says, I have the right way to engage in the Avodas Hashem, in connecting to the Ribono Shel Olam. And there are many, many tzaddikim, and there are many, many different ways. And sometimes one tzaddik looks at the other one and he says, that person, he's got it all wrong. Look, he's at 180 degrees opposite of what I'm thinking. He's not even close. But Lassid Lava, Kadosh Baruch Hu, is going to open up the eyes of the tzaddikim. And he's going to say, yes, you see where you are, that other tzaddik is 180 degrees away. But you don't understand. I'm a Kadosh Baruch Hu, I'm in the middle. And there's something fascinating about a circle. That the distance from any point on the circle to the center of the circle is the same as the distance from any other point on the circle to the center of the circle. You see, all of you tzaddikim, you're all right. There are many, many different ways to establish that connection to the Ribono Shel Olam. And who was the closest? You were all the closest. Because I was always in the center. And if you were on the circle, if you were connected by that radius to the center, then you were all equal in my eyes. Zeh Hashem kivinu lo, nagila v'nismecha bishuasa.